HKX, mobile.
Okay, F4NXY.
Hope you're having a good day so far.
Good, I give it. You out there working.
Been all right over here so far. Did you say you were outside working?
I was figuring you were out there working.
I've been out here for a few hours already.
I thought I heard you earlier this morning.
Today.
I haven't heard much since then. I've heard you and a couple guys, I think, and kind of was mentioning, Richard, I think, is still in the hospital.
Yesterday when I spoke to him on the phone, he was still there. He's waiting on a new bed to be delivered to his house so he can come home.
It's not any fun being stuck in the hospital.
He can't use his radio, and Echolink's not working good for him. The Wi-Fi's not reliable, so I hadn't heard him on, so that's why I called to check on him yesterday, see how he was doing.
That's a good idea. I'm sure he was glad to hear from you.
He was. I imagine sitting there like that, I'd go nuts, because they ain't nothing on the unintelligent box to watch.
I seldom turn it on. This is to try and get a local weather report.
What's Miss Marie up to today?
Doctor's appointment this afternoon. Gotta go see his office some money, so they keep writing the prescriptions for the metformin and the insulin and the Jardiance and make the drug industry even more wealthy than it already is.
It's a shame that medicines people need cost so much when medicines that people inflict on themselves are free.
It's about the size of it. The more you need it to live, the higher price tag they put on it.
Well, I hope everything goes good for you when you go to the doctor today and you get some good news.
Yeah, as long as my A1C is okay, he probably won't fuss too much.
And my wife's diabetic, so I have to know all about that stuff and help her keep up with hers.
Got one of them little sensors I keep on the back of my arm and check my sugar several times a day and adjust my insulin accordingly.
Got the same thing, that Dexcon sensor you put on the back of your arm every 2 weeks?
Well, mine's not a Dexcom. Medicare won't cover that. I've got the cheaper version, but it seems to work.
Dexcon was the cheaper one, and then you had the one that was more expensive.
So, I think what all depends is, what your copay is on the thing as to how badly it digs into your billfold. Anyway, what'd be nice would be not to have all these health conditions, but it seems the older I've gotten, the more I've developed.
To sneak up on you. I'm having more than I ever have when I was younger, but some of it's because of things I've done in my past, so I can't complain too much.
Yeah, like I tell people, if I know that I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took better care of myself when I was young.
Did I lose you, David?
Maybe so, or I don't know. I might not have had it keyed down good. You got me now.
Got in a bad spot over here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. I appreciate you coming back to me and You and Miss Marie have a good day, and I hope everything goes good for you at the doctor today. 73s, stay safe out there. KO4HK.
Have a good afternoon. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
4DJC.
N0TR.
I'm you inside right about today.
I just climbed up the stairs, so I'm out of breath here. It's that old AGE. How you doing, Jerry?
Better, I think, Tom. I got the report back from a urologist and went by to see my primary care physician yesterday, and they said just keep an eye on it. They'll do a biopsy if I want one, but they said they would recommend just keeping an eye on it since it spiked up one time after I had all those issues. It might have been really good for years, so do it again in about 3 months and see where it stands there, 2 or 3 months, and if it's it did come down some, and my free PSA was good. But they said they thought it was, they would take a look at it again in a couple months or so, and then see what happens then, and then kind of go from there.
What did you say, come down?
It come down.
5.5, still high, but, just take her one step at a time, Jerry. Well, they say we might have some snow on Sunday. I don't think it's going to last very long.
Better on Sunday than on Monday. Man, I don't know. I hadn't even looked at the weather, to be honest with you. It looked like it was going to be cold Sunday, but Sunday morning here. But it kind of misses us. You guys get a lot more of it than we do below the 85 corridor there. It's we don't get it quite as much. It kind of bypasses most of the time, like just about all moisture does.
I think I was looking at, I got that WYFF4 app on my phone, and it's really nice. You can look at the weather right where you're at, or you can put in other places you want to look at, and I always look at Michigan and, Greer and Michigan, and then I look at where the kids are at. And then I got in the town we used to live in Kansas, because I still keep in touch with guys up there. And, like Kansas City this morning, it was snowing. And, but the temperature's going to raise up. It ain't going to stay, I don't think. But here, they said it's supposed to be mostly rain, and it might get down into the upstate a little bit, but we're kind of up at the upper edge of it, so it's possible. They said it might be a dusting on the grass or something. But the ground temperature won't support it, and the rain's sure not going to help it. So they didn't say anything about ice, and that's the one that concerns me the most.
The snow is one thing, but the ice, it gets a sheet of ice, and people always laugh about how people in the South drive on snow. So it's not the snow that's the problem, but you get a quarter inch of ice on the road, nobody can drive in that.
Yeah, I was injured really, really bad falling on the black ice. And I was about 62 years old at the time, and I went ahead and retired. knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches. Got 6 hernias, 4 in my belly and 2 inguinal hernias, and they fixed them all at once. Can't do much with it. It hurts immediately if I try to work overhead, like on a light fixture or something. We're watching Grit TV, so if you hear something in the background there, it looks like Wyatt Earp in a real old movie, but he wasn't playing Wyatt Earp there. So that's what it is. Bernice has been watching it with me. And I heard your melodious voice on, and I was up here. Trying to order some transistors. waiting, and I found where I'd ordered them before, but I can't find the transistors down in the basement. Not the number I want, of course, everything else but that. I had my power supply give me a problem the other day, and I just like to keep some extra ones on hand. And so I had the 3055, but I didn't have the 3771, so I'm going to look them up. They're not extra expensive or anything. Just tinkering. And about all I got to do today is go out and check the hens out back, Jerry. Nothing else planned. The daughter said we need to put down pre-emergent on the lawn. She's got some down there, so may run down there and get that after a while.
That's the next thing we need to do. We need to go ahead and get out the pre-emergent. The turf guy told me to get it out before. It's best to do it by Valentine's Day or earlier. So that's the perfect time to catch them. I need to get in touch with my lawn guy. He said he's got a guy that does that sort of thing, and I'm going to see if I can't get him to do our yard in the next week. But, yeah, we got to run out a little bit and run a few errands, and that's going to be it. We're going to try to get them done today, even though it's not the best time in the world to do it. But, anyway, we don't have much. Other than that, we don't have anything planned, really. We've just been kind of taking it easy this week and doing the doctor thing. But, yeah, they said just kind of watch him, that, if it doesn't come back down, yeah, then they'll take a look at something else. But my primary care guys have been in practice for about over 30 years, and he's a really good. He's one of these guys, he looks at everything. He doesn't take anything for granted. He's got enough experience where he doesn't overreact to things. He just said, well, if it make you feel better, we can do a biopsy. He said, I kind of concur with your urologist. The urologist told me, if you were my brother, I'd say just wait. He said, because the chances are it may be okay. If the chances are, he said, the results were showing it wasn't real high potential for it being. It was like 10% maybe or something like that. And he said sometimes that's just stuff. They might find it and may just still get you to watch and wait for it because it's so slow growing, if that's the case. It always hangs over your head, though. We always want to get in there and get it out, but sometimes that's not necessarily the best solution for older folks.
You're talking about biopsy of the prostate. It was 15% up there, and they wasn't even worried about that. And they won't operate on you if you're over 72 or 74. I think it's a cutoff date. And it's pretty rough surgery anyways. But I got a friend up in Kansas, and he's got stage 4. And has had it for a long, long time. And they still go out riding in their motorcycles and all. And he's an older geezer like us. And all they do is they say that stuff lives on testosterone. And so they're giving him pills to keep his testosterone down. And the only side effect is he gets hot flashes. So the kids all kid him about that.
Call that a chemical castration is what that is. Some people can have that, some people can't, but yeah, stuff feeds on testosterone. It's not like other cancers. When they use it to do a PET scan, they use that because of the sugar attaches to the they use a glucose solution in it because the sugar attaches to the cells. It lights up on the PET scan, but it doesn't do that way with other, prostate cancer. It's a different deal, and it's not generally said that people live a long time with it. I think a lot of times, what I've heard over the years is, in most cases, something else will get you before it does.
With us old folks' lives. Like you say, doctors don't pay for their mistakes as much as they do bury them, Jerry. This is in Gerald, T.R.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, I hope Bernice is doing a little better. I know you said that she was still, you know, vision wasn't still like it was. Maybe it'll hopefully it improves some. Hope you're feeling okay, too. I know you were having trouble with your foot again the other day, and hopefully that's improved a little bit. This weather didn't help, but it was pretty nice outside yesterday. Though, if we'd had a little more sunshine, it'd been really nice. But hopefully those dates are... We're going to get some nice weather coming up in the next few weeks, and it'll start warming up, and we'll get some good sunshine and get out there and be able to get out there sun, get out in the sun like a lizard. But I better jump off here. It's about time for us to head out and go down to Sam's and Walmart real quick and maybe go out and get us something for lunch and head back in here and stay in the rest of the day. But I appreciate you coming back to me, Tom, and hopefully it won't be too bad for us this afternoon. Hopefully the weather holds off just a little bit. Maybe this Sunday we don't get anything. I don't think we'll get anything here, but you know, you never know. Good talk to you. May catch you a little bit later on in 0TR and 4DJC.
Good to hear you. Glad you're doing well. And, you know, Bernice is doing good so far, and she's regained a little sight, and that's a blessing from the good Lord, so we hope it continues to improve. It's mainly peripheral now and then dark in the center, she says, but she's in good spirits, and we're all feeling pretty good except for the regular pains. And I have two doctor's appointments tomorrow, one with the urologist in the afternoon and one in the morning with the lady about my foot brace down at Greenville at the VA. So tomorrow's going to be a busy day for me anyways. Take care, Jerry. Hope you have a good lunch. You got to exercise that return stuff better. We just got done with breakfast. But all we had this morning was cereal, which is very rare. Bernice usually makes us a nice breakfast. Take care, Jerry. And 4DJC and 0TR73.
Kilo Mobile, Sunset.
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. How you doing?
Good morning, Kilo Delta. Good morning. Yeah, I'm just riding down to get my mail here in Sunset this morning to see if anybody was working through the repeater. So, it's rainy here. Handles Glenn, Golf Lima Echo November, over.
Somebody on this repeater at pretty much any time of the day, and you might be in a bad area. You're kind of getting close in and out.
Yeah, I'm down on Highway 11 between it, so I won't hold it. Thanks very much. Have a great day. This is N4AK.
Coming through better now. It's usually just one or two bad spots that don't, you know, maybe a mile or so. So, all right. Well, I won't keep you then. KD2BG.